Welcome to Dish Nation!
Baby, honey, which actress revealed that she's still a virgin at 39?
And would you like to receive a cameo video message from beyond the grave?
Plus, Taylor Swift reportedly owns 2 planes, but guess she couldn't spare either for her future mother-in-law. We'll explain, but first, Tamar, what you got?
Yeah, I got your tea today, baby. Okay? It looks like Miss Lauryn Hill is sick and tired of all y'all bashing her about her being tardy, okay? So a clip went viral over the weekend of Miss Lauryn at her recent show in LA. And in the video, Lauryn directly addresses the punctuality police. Yes, also known as the crowd, by telling them that they should be thankful, okay? I know that's right. Take a look.
Say, hey, and she's late. She's late to lunch. Yo, y'all lucky I'm making on this Blood Rock stage every night.
She addressed that crowd on Saturday, but the show is Friday.
Oh! Miss Lauryn Hill, honey, she needs to stop it, baby. Looking like Brunhilde up there crying, honey. I'm like, yes, honey.
She look like
Brunhilde.
Oh, Lord,
and her daughter cheering her on and stuff because she wouldn't eat, honey. You can't be. Do you do concerts late?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. And Brad, I know damn well you
don't. Although people think sometimes you're late because the audience usually doesn't know when you are supposed to be out. Like, my call time is at 9 o'clock or 9:15, and people are there from, like, 7. So they're like, where?
And she said, I need to be thankful.
She got y'all together.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she one of the ones, though. Like, if Michael had that same energy, I'd be like, all right, Mike. You know what I mean? Like, right. Yo, like, she one of the great ones. Just not punctual. Well, let's talk about Donna Kelsey.
Moving on.
Yo, let's talk about Donna Kelsey, who's always on time, I guess. She's known as Mama Kelsey, and she's achieved iconic status as a mother figure on a national scale for her 2 sons, Travis and Jason Kelsey. They both played for NFL's top teams, and Donna has always made it a point to attend both of her sons' games. So she recently flew to Germany to watch Travis take on the Miami Dolphins, but fans were left shocked to see she was flying coach. Ooh. Not with the coach, but flying coach. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's one of those moms that wanted to fly coach and didn't want her sons to put her in first.
Or maybe first class was sold out. How about that? And she had to get there.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But they say Tyler has 2 planes, honey. So she could've Taylor has 2 planes.
Maybe Taylor didn't know about the situation because I feel like she would have definitely stepped in and tried to change things.
And I'm sure, like, Travis' mom, they'd be like, yo, Tay, yo, anybody using a plane today? Like, you know, like, I don't think they're at that point in
the
relationship.
They're not, let me borrow the PJ this weekend yet.
You haven't even made it to Thanksgiving good, right?
Maybe she handles her own stuff and didn't want to tell the boys to bother them.
For sure.
Some mothers are like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's something like that, but girl, come on.
And but to Germany, that's a long flight.
Thank you, and coach.
That's an hour.
Maybe she's using coach, but in comfort plus.
You know, the overseas coach is
different.
Exit row?
I need first for overseas, especially because, you know, it's just the seating and everything's different.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well. Anyway, moving on, child.
Moving on,
now, it looks like actress Yvonne Orgie, baby, is still saving herself for marriage, but hopes this year, y'all, that God will send her a husband.
Yes, God.
Listen up, Tamar.
Why you listen? Why me?
So during a recent interview, Yvonne opened up about still being a virgin, Tamar, at 39, and she even asked fans, honey, to send prayers for her to find a future man. Take a look.
Are you still a virgin?
I am.
Oh my God, I love this. This is the most original guest we've ever had on. Mm-hmm. And what are you, 39?
I am.
Oh my God. That dam is gonna break one day, baby.
And baby, let me tell you right now. People were like, oh, you know, Yvonne, I was like, pray for him. Whoever he is, why don't you go pray for him? A lot of pent up energy up in here.
With the last name like Orgie, it's like if Greenland was a person.
You
would think, you know, like you would be really getting it popping. That's like a rapper name, too.
Yeah.
Well, I will confess, I mean, I'm a virgin. I haven't been with a woman. So, I mean, you know.
That would make you one.
Maybe we keep hoping. We keep hoping.
You're on to something, friend. You are on to something.
Yeah. You are, Jerry.
Yo, I'm back to being one.
It's a red flag. It's a red flag at this point. Come on, y'all. It's got to be a red. No?
It's more of a challenge.
No.
It's going to be like opening a mummy's tomb when it finally goes
basically.
Down.
No. Oh, my
basically.
Gosh.
Basically.
I mean, to be the one who was worthy enough to be like, okay. I mean, granted, you have to marry her. But, you know, but to be the one, you know what I mean?
It's like, going to definitely be crazy about whoever.
Crazy about that person.
That
cherry, poor person.
That person's going to have a protein deficiency.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. That's not a flex. It's not a flex.
It's a flex. No. That's like, to me, it's a red flag. It's like, that's somebody who's like, got to start at square one and learn everything that there is to learn. There's a lot to learn.
It's a lot to learn.
It's not going to be good for the guy.
No.
She's going to be like,
maybe she's been watching like tapes for the longest time. Is she ready to go? Uh-huh. You think it's going to be that bad, Brad? Like, starfish position? The rocket horse?
Yeah. She ain't going to give no sexual, you know,
no,
she
ain't. That's a grown man.
Yeah, exactly.
She's grown.
Yeah. She's not finna give you no sexy because she don't know unless she just been watching porn all her life. She's been playing somebody that had a lot of sex on the show, though.
So which maybe, is also a testament how great of an actress she may be in the bedroom.
Yeah, right. It's also one of those things where it's like, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV, except for, like, hooking up. So maybe she has some idea.
Yeah, maybe she knows what
to do. Of the noises to make.
And the faces.
And the faces. Yeah. That helps.
Yeah.
Because you gotta look
though,
a certain
if we're gonna be
way. Yeah, you can't be like...
Yeah, whoever get in there gonna be a two-stroke bloke. Cause like,
okay. Good luck, Yvonne. Yeah. All right, y'all. It is time for Didn't See Dish Coming. Okay. Lots of stars with varying degrees of fame sell personal messages on Cameo. Y'all know that website,
right?
But check this out. Puerto Rican astrologer Walter Mercado passed away in 2019. That's almost 5 years ago.
Okay.
And now the Walter Mercado avatar experience is available on Cameo.
What?
Thanks to AI and his estate, you can get a message from Walter from beyond the grave for just $99. Check out this ghost robot avatar making the announcement.
Hi, it's Walter Mercado. Through Cameo, I can provide personalized messages filled with hope and self-empowerment. Use your power to support those around you with encouraging energy and love. May all blessings grace your life today, tomorrow, and always. Mucho, mucho, mucho amor.
I didn't know Miss Walter died. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Miss Walter. She's gonna be with the Lord. Yeah.
You know, would it be in the Walter Mercado avatar experience? I was expecting him to be blue.
You know what? I did too. I did too, Fred.
Avatar. Wait, I'm like, avatar? Really? Yeah.
I thought it was a tie-in that, like,
Okay, is this different than going to see your favorite performer do, like, a hologram performance?
Yeah, because at least the lips are synced up on that.
Now, if they had a Tupac one, though. I mean, come on.
Really?
The lips would have to be synced up, though.
Oh, but just imagine if you, like, had beef with somebody and you could have a Tupac cameo, like, in all the snaps. First off, you know, like, and then he goes in from there.
There's something so not right about that.
If there was a Tupac,
it's terrible.
If the technology existed for a Tupac cameo, we already know who would have spent millions and millions of dollars. Well, I was going to say Jordan Brinker Smith, but there's...
Who's that tall man walking through the door?
not today.
Anyway, y'all, up next, honey, Miss Barbara Streisand had a bone baby to pick with Siri. Find out what she did about it after the break.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Okay, guys, the tributes have been coming in for Matthew Perry since his passing recently, and one story about the Friends star caught our attention. Actress Lisa Cash guest starred on the show back in 1999, but she told TMZ her role got changed because of Matthew, who played Chandler. Originally, Chandler was supposed to cheat on Monica with a character played by Lisa, but Matthew thought that fans would hate that, so he got the writers to change the script. Now, as a result, Chandler didn't cheat on Monica, but Lisa didn't get axed. She ended up playing a flight attendant in the episode. So she was at risk of losing her whole job there for a minute.
But
okay. But you definitely want to be something that people liked versus somebody who, like, you know, created disruption amongst the dynamic of the storyline.
I don't know about that if I could get a reoccurring role opposed to just one role in one episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I play a real heifer on Kingdom Business, and they love my character. I slept with everybody.
In one episode?
Listen, she gets around.
So tell me why that role wasn't art imitating life. Oh.
No, I'm actually the complete opposite.
If this hat wasn't hooked on the back of my head, I would throw it at you. I would do some love and hip hop.
I'm not treat it like a whip. Like throw it, retract it back.
I'm gonna bounce back. Don't you worry. All right, y'all. The celebrity tell-all books just keep on coming. And the latest one is from Miss Barbara Streisand, called My Name Is Barbara. Now, while promoting the book, Bab shared that Series was saying her name wrong, so she decided to do something about it, y'all. Check it out.
Streisand, I said. My name is with a Z. It's Streisand, like sand on the beach. Now, how simple can you get? Sand on the beach. Streisand. So anyway, you know, I decided, how do I change this? See, I like solving problems. I figured I better call Apple. I mean, the head of Apple, you know, Tim Cook. And he had Siri change the pronunciation of my name to be correct. I mean, is that's one perk of fame.
I know that's right.
That was a true rich flex.
That was a true rich flex.
Honestly, yeah, that's the biggest, widest flex I've heard on this show since I joined.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a bad Streisand. Streisand.
Right, honey.
Yeah, I was today years old when I learned it was Streisand.
Yeah, me too, today. Yeah.
You like, know
I had, now. I had to say your name often, just because of the circles I run in. And, but I definitely made that S be a Z.
Right, you know, every time
I did say it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And there's an A missing, apparently, too. So it's like Barbara.
Didn't she do that on purpose? Yeah. She changed that up on her own.
I had no idea.
She said too many black women were spelling it that way, so she put it this way.
I think Barbara.
Something tells me that's not exactly what
she said. Oh, it's Barbara.
Said.
Oh, my God.
Barbara.
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 Break it down in syllables. Yeah. Barbara.
Barbara. I think it sounds more black.
It sounds more black.
Go down to the barber house and give me some of that flour.
Right. That's like Deborah and Deborah. Deborah and Deborah. The more black one is Deborah.
Up next is Usher shooting this shot with a real housewife. We'll dive into that right after the break.
Hey, Deborah, what you doing?
Right. Deborah is not it. It's Deborah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now watch this. Usher's really out here having it his way.
Hey.
Usher is still making female celebrities melt at his Las Vegas residency, and this time he snatched Kenya Moore's entire soul.
Kenya Moore.
This time he snatched Kenya Moore's entire soul.
Check this out. Ooh, she's so happy. Ooh, she is. Is she single too? Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, Usher.
She better stop playing. That is a merry man.
She is.
Since I promise he's playing.
She ready to stamp his bingo card.
She about backing that thing up.
That woman saw her past, present, and future. That man's
in a short amount of time.
He's a charmer, most definitely.
Yeah, but this is the first time I ever actually saw somebody act like they were remotely serious.
Yeah. No. Taraji was about to pass out.
I think she was kidding.
Girl, she was a little tipsy. She was ready.
She's ready.
I don't care what y'all say. He couldn't be my husband.
Why?
That's too comfortable.
That's just kidding.
That's his life. He's a performer. That's been his life before. That's how he got to where he is.
That's also the kind of music he makes.
It is.
Tamar, we saw you. Okay, so we went to your show the other night. It was amazing. Have you ever, in any of your other shows in the past, you ever like get up in somebody's space like that?
No, my sister Tony does that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
But that's they would love that.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Bitch, did you see what Janet does to people when she like?
Because based on what you was wearing, I was sitting in the crowd hopeful.
Hey, Craig, when you gonna start wearing tight pants or doing something on your show?
My audience wouldn't appreciate that. Like, the people that show up to my show, they'd be like, hey, man, what do you think this is?
Well, just like Kenya, the Bravo ladies are a shady bunch, but they don't have nothing on them fans, y'all. So let's get into the Real Housewives of Potomac panel that went down at BravoCon this past weekend. So when Robin Dixon was asked why she didn't talk about the huge cheating scandal that surrounded her and Juan Dixon's marriage, let's just say the answer she gave wasn't given what she thought it was given. Mm-hmm. Listen to how the fans reacted, y'all.
In season 7, that was not something that was going on in my life at that time. It was not relevant to my life. So I did not feel the need to walk in front of a camera.
Oh, come on, y'all. Come on.
I don't give a damn. What? what they're doing in that audience. All I know is Married to Medicine and Housewives of Potomac is the best shows on Bravo. Point blank and the period. I was thoroughly entertained when I saw that.
Because it ain't been done good on in a long time.
Yeah. Okay. No shade.
Everybody upset because Robin didn't talk about what was going on in her life. Do y'all agree with her? Because it wasn't happening during the time she was filming. That everybody else got attacked because there was no, like, storyline or whatever, so...
Wait up. Rewind that.
Because she didn't tell them that her and her husband was going went through what they went through.
Right. Yeah.
So everybody else on the show feels like the producers and stuff was digging.
She was absolutely deflected.
To find story information on their husbands and, and whatever dirt they could dig up.
That's true.
But she had something to talk about, and she never talked about it.
Okay, first of all, we're not buying that no man is going to get in his car, go to a hotel, and pay for a hotel room for a woman because she is down and out and lost her wallet.
He said she was dating a Baltimore Raven.
Yeah, that don't matter.
But why didn't that Baltimore Raven pay for that?
She said she couldn't get in touch with it. But then,
What?
What's her name gonna ask him? She gonna say, but did y'all do anything? Of course he gonna tell you no, you dingbat.
Wait, hold on. This man bought a hotel room for some woman who is not his wife, and then they're not still talking about it 5 months later?
No.
This happened in the off season?
Yes. Oh. Before the show started.
Did they ever figure out who the Raven was?
It ain't no Raven.
It ain't no he the Raven.
Yeah.
All right, but coming up, honey, we have a dish debate that's guaranteed maybe to give you hypertension.
Oh
my God, honey, we'll get into it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey,
y'all. All right, everybody, let's get into a
dish debate.
This dish is so salty, we will have to put you on some blood pressure medication.
No.
Yes, I said medication. So our friends over at the Shade Room posted an X that had photos of seasoned bacon with the caption, "Bacon is me, season your meat."
What?
Yes, and the comments was hilarious, y'all. One person wrote, "This is why some of y'all snore while you awake." Of course, there were some people out there who agreed with seasoning bacon. So would you have seasoned y'all bacon? Have any of y'all seasoned y'all bacon?
Yeah, there's levels to this, man, because you can buy the bacon pre-seasoned, right? Sometimes it does have the cracked pepper on top of it, the honey maple glaze. I do like some syrup on top of my bacon post, like you mix it with the pancakes.
Yeah, it's already too salty.
Y'all season y'all hot dog before? You ever put some salt and pepper on some hot on a hot dog?
Wait, before you cook it? I'm trying to live a long time. How about you?
Wait,
what are you talking
about? It's already closed and sealed.
Yeah, but I put a little pepper on my little hot dog.
Your hot dog?
You talking about before you cook it?
Yeah, when you're cooking your hot dog, you put a little pepper in it.
Like in the water? Hold on. Are you flavoring the water that you cook your hot dog in?
I put a little pepper on my hot dog.
And then in the...
Because I like it a little spicy.
But if you boil it, the pepper will come off.
And no, but it's still peppered.
But a hot dog is already sealed and closed. It's like
put some pepper on your hot dog. Watch what happened to your life.
It sounds like putting glitter on a
hot dog. You need to let them know. You need to let them know.
It's there for decoration.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.